But now, the Lord has mercifully made you walk on the path of devotional service. Now we know that the materialists and the offenders will perish. May you live long. May you always chant Krishna's names. May you manifest Lord Krishna's glories in this world. Thus, after hearing the blessings of the devotees, and also having heard their sufferings, Lord Chaitanya decided in his heart to reveal his true identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the devotees, "You are all very dear to Lord Krishna. Whatever you say will certainly come to pass. My life is now successful. Please continue happily singing the names of Lord Krishna Chandra. The Lord cannot bear to see his devotees suffer. And he therefore repeatedly descends to this world to associate with them." The Lord then said, "This I know. You will bring Lord Krishna Chandra to this world, and he will bring the bliss of Vaikuntha to Navadvip. Because of you, the entire world will be delivered." The Lord then continued, "Please know that I am always your servant. Please bless me by saying, we will never leave you." Lord Chaitanya then took the dust from his own devotees' feet, and they blessed him many times over. Although the Vaishnavas were thrilled to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exhibition of ecstasy, ordinary persons could not recognize that the Lord was manifesting ecstatic love for Krishna. They considered the Lord's ecstasies as symptoms of madness caused by an imbalance of his life airs. Even Mother Sachi was in anxiety about her son's behavior and worried about her son. Mother Sachi did not know what to do. She surrendered her body, mind, and words to Lord Krishna, and she took full shelter of him. She sent a messenger with a letter to Srivas Thakur and to other Vaishnavas, and in response, one day, Srivas Thakur arrived at the house of Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he arrived, Lord Chaitanya attentively stood up